Blog Talk Radio.
Monday, Matt of Glad, inner sight around the world, welcome. And a lot of weird things happening in this world. I got a glad. I like to start the show with a glad. I had to go to the dentist today. Yeah, I had a big hole in my tooth, so I think an old filling came out. So I go down to my dentist, nice guy, loved my dog, you know. And I like him because he doesn't push drugs on you and all that, and immediately, you know, want to give you injections in your gum and all that stuff, you know. So he, sitting in the waiting room, and, you know, I'm visually impaired, I can't read any of their stuff, so. So the nice girl comes out and starts asking me the usual question. Now, you know, the reason they have these questions, related questions, on the application, it's not because they care about the person's health. It's because they're afraid of being sued. So she rattles them off. Oh, do you have any heart attack? Nope. You have high blood pressure? Nope. Diabetes? Nope. You ever have cancer? Nope. You have any intestinal troubles, internal bleeding, anything? Nope. Nope. And I threw in, as you can see, doctors hate me. And she said, why? I said, because they can't make any money on me. So I was sitting there and kind of laughing at the whole thing. And I said to myself, boy, I must be doing something right. You know, I don't have any of this stuff. And I'm up there, supposedly up there in age, but I feel very young. And then I told her I walk a couple of miles a day, and I have a very young girlfriend. That helps. So they all started laughing, and it was funny, and that's my glad. Got my tooth fixed, and I didn't have to take any anesthesia or stuff like that. And, just living my life and keeping on the organic, natural stuff. Try to keep the immune system as high as possible. All right, inner sight, mad or glad. Speaking of the immune system, boy, I heard some information today about this vaccine. And, you know, you really don't know what to believe. What, there's four different ones, I think. So I was talking to somebody earlier before I went on the air, and this person told me that they read in the drugstore, one of the drugstores, you know, some of the specs, what's in this stuff. Mercury is one ingredient. Some kind of green monkey liver extract is another ingredient, and so on and so forth. And when they asked for the card that you put in your phone that the pharmacies are supposed to have, the woman said, oh, we threw them all out. So this person couldn't get the card to search further of what was in this vaccine. So be careful, world. Beware, I'll tell you, man. You know, check it out and consult people. See, you know, consult the people that the doctors aren't consulting. See, there's where there's a lot of good information that they're not taking in. They're the mad. You know, they don't know the answers to a lot of these problems. And Okay. Educate yourself. What makes it worse is they're not consulting people who may have the answers or may have a different point of view to get the answer. That's what's so bad about this whole thing. And then you have different point of views. One guy said you complete the vaccine cycle, take the whole cycle, you don't need the mask. Another guy says you got to wear the mask anyway. So you don't know what to believe. You know what the bottom line is? Everybody is an individual. Everybody has to search out their own health, their own way. And then the other piece of information, almost 80% of people, this according to the Center for Disease Control, I don't see where they control this disease, almost 80% of people who went to the hospitals were obese or overweight. They went on respirators and died. So what we said way back when, people discovered, you know, people that have pre-existing medical conditions suffered more. And that makes sense, because if your body is burdened down by fat and high blood pressure and heart problems, how are you supposed to fight off a virus? And then you go into a hospital because you can't breathe good, and they put you on a machine that really is not designed to help most people. So a lot of stuff is coming out now, you know, and some of it is true and some of it isn't. Inner Sight around the world. Man, a glad Monday, by the way. We'll try to get the phones going. 213-816-1650. And you can talk about whatever you're mad about or glad about. Some of our friends who help us keep the show going. Biggie, the Keto Rescue. My Keto made a big hit in the dental office today. Oh, they loved her. And she was so good. Lied down quiet and told her to stay, and she just understood the whole thing. Anybody who says an Akita can't be a guide dog is stupid. Don't listen to people like that. You get the right one, they make the greatest service dogs. Big East, the Akita Rescue, Joanne Diamond. Tom's River, New Jersey, 609-388-7004. And thank you, Joanne, for the joint relief tablets for my Charabelle. Really appreciate that. All right, around the world, nobody stopped on Long Island. Tell you about that. It's local here, of course. 631, what's the number? 631-484-3085. There it is, 484-3085. So, you need dog food, cat food, medical for your dog, give Gary a call. At 631-484-3085. Nobody starves on Long Island. That's the name of the group. Hey, my buddy Mr. Kennedy, Kennedy Realty. Buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good info. You can dial him up. He's in Islip, New York. And the number is 631-888-1186. Not a hard number to remember. 888-1186, Kennedy Realty. And some of our friends, Good Mojo Printers, Jim Sutton Insurance, Vaccaro's Italian Tavern and Turo Law Center, some of the people who have helped us in the past, so we remember their names. Yes, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Our phone number, 312-243-0090, if you need that, all right? Or you can go to innersight.info, and you can make a donation up there, too, if you want, through the PayPal, all right? Inner Sight. And by the way, this show is dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arian. Let's see. All the beautiful children of the world. Little Tommy, Avante Aquindo, Corey Foster, Ollie Campbell, all the others, and all those now who are still with us. Take care of them. Watch over them. Go an extra mile for a child. All right. My dog will teach you that. She loves kids. All right. Inner Sight. Around the world, let's see. You need a civil rights lawyer? We got somebody. James Bahamundi. 516-783-9662. So, check them out. Let's see, what else we got? We'll hold the Able News, see if our co-host comes on. And she can do that.
Okay, I'm here to do that.
And oh, there you are. All right, go ahead.
All right, Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It is... Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section that you could buy and sell items and various informative ads by different vendors. Able has a personals page that boasts two marriages. And also, it has a free, you could go online and go to ablenews.com and get your free subscription. And back to you, Frank.
All right, and don't forget to sign our petitions, change.org. The nursing home petition and the service dog, and I want to comment on that because having been given a revelation. See, I believe Inner Sight is very spiritual.
Oh, I do too.
You know, and things come to you.
Mhm.
And I believe that God is behind the whole thing. So here in New York State, where we have a horrible governor, New York State, the Commission for the Blind now takes up evaluating a blind person for a guide dog, you know. So we've been trying to get the state to license the guide dog schools.
Mm-hmm.
But now a new twist to the whole thing, because the state is now directly involved. They evaluate the person, they report to the school, and that report could make the difference whether the blind person gets the dog or not.
Mm-hmm.
So we say that the State Commission for the Blind that already conducts hearings, you know, and I got to tell you, I'm not crazy about the Commission for the Blind, but where else are you going to go if the state is involved? You know, at least if you go to the commission and you get a hearing and you're not satisfied, you could appeal that.
Yeah, you can.
You know? And you might be able to sue the school for money because they have plenty of money, you know, if it comes to that. I wouldn't sue the commission because that's the state. You won't get anywhere with that. But the school...
Oh, there.
The school has plenty of money.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're conducting hearings for other situations regarding the blind person, and they're evaluating people for the guide dog,
that's right,
then why aren't hearings being conducted in that connection? And
what
that's
they
what
do,
I think
they
we
say
push
they'll
for.
Do, Frank? Oh, we conduct we conduct mobility training, and it's their business to go on. But part of mobility training, in my eyes, is if the person wants a guide dog, you conduct the ability to see if they have orientation first, and then you could say, okay, if you want a guide dog, you know, you're going to have to pass mobility. So if you're teaching mobility, isn't that the precursor to getting a guide dog?
Well, they're reporting to the school.
That's right.
That's the thing.
Yeah, that's
right. I mean, if they weren't reporting to the school, then you'd have no leverage over them.
Yeah.
But if they're doing this mobility evaluation, you know, and reporting to the school, in other words, do you think this person can use a guide dog? You know, or whatever they asked, you know. And keep in mind that the mobility instructor from the commission is not a guide dog trainer.
No, he isn't.
But if they're reporting to the school, you know, and the school is using that as part of the criteria, there's a connection with the state. In other words,
that's right.
The state is now spending money to report to the guide dog school. The issue was the money. See? So if the state is spending money in connection with guide dog training, there's your basis for a license.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to try to... I called Senator Boyle's office today. I'm hoping to speak to them tomorrow. You know, because it may come down to... It may very well come down to that the state does not want to give us any rights.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what this whole thing may culminate in, you know, that the state doesn't care about us having rights in connection with guide dogs.
That's true.
Now, I don't know about other service dogs. I don't know if the commission gets involved with that.
No.
But I'll take guide dogs for now, you know, and if we get a licensing process, we can always throw in all service dogs.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So let's see where we can go with this, you know, and try to get some attention to it because it's very serious. Now, I wonder how many people have been denied guide dogs under this process already.
Oh,
see?
Way too many for us to count, probably.
Could be thousands.
Yeah, at least.
So we'll keep on it.
Because I know...
If they're
going to
evaluate people, there should be a complete process, which should include a hearing. What?
I was evaluated for just the mobility through the commission. Okay, so conceivably that's the precursor of doing anything else. And then it was kind of funny. He was wanting to just initially put on my wheelchair visually impaired. Now, I was like, I said something.
You don't need
that
labels
kinda,
on you.
Wait. I said something. Well, why don't you just, it'd be a lot easier just to put a bullseye in flashing lights on the back of my wheelchair. And he thought it was a joke, but I was serious, man. I was like, the next thing would have been that, you know. I would have been like a freaking, you know, a said, no, I don't want that. Okay, he thought...
Well, a lot of these people who work for these commissions are a bunch of stupid asses. They don't know what the hell they're doing.
I was just floored at what he said, but he was really serious. And I didn't think he was serious until he said, oh, you know, he laughed at my joke. He thought it was a joke, but I really was kind of, you know, upset that he had said that.
Yeah.
So I said, okay, I don't think he's realizing this isn't a joke. So I came back and I said, listen, I don't need any more names on my wheelchair. I have enough names about my disability or non-disability right now. I just need something that is going to help me. And I don't know if I could use this or not, but why don't we work with the cane for a while?
Yeah.
I was the one who suggested the cane. Otherwise, I would have never, ever gotten any cane to help me get around. And then he put a ball on the front of it and yada, yada, yada. Yes, the rest was history. But I bet you if I didn't ask for that cane, I would have not gotten it. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta stand up for yourself.
Yeah, be a little proactive.
Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday, and yeah, the latest with Cuomo, couple
my.
More women came forward.
Yeah.
I don't know, how many does that make, like half a dozen?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
It
so, you know, it's not very likely that they're all lying.
No.
You know, if there's so many people.
Yeah.
And who knows how many more will pop up.
Yeah.
You know. Horrible situation. Governor, you should just quit. Get out of there. You don't belong there.
Mm.
You're not a good governor. Obviously.
Mm.
All right. And it's not easy for me to say that, knowing Mario and you know, believing in the Italian tradition of paisan. Well, this guy is not a paisan.
No.
Mm-mm. No. You don't treat people
that.
Like that.
No.
You're the paisan, at least he would talk to me when I called him.
That's right.
No, he wouldn't even come to the phone.
That's right.
All right, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday. You want to call in anything you're mad about or glad about, sound off, keep it clean, turn down your radio, television, whatever you got. Any callers?
Maureen.
Oh, we got Maureen, okay, from Queens.
Yeah.
One
yeah,
of our regulars.
Okay, I'm
on Mad or Glad Monday, Inner Sight.
And here she comes. Hello, Maureen.
Hi, guys.
How
Hello.
You doing?
Hello.
Good. How you doing?
Hi. Can you hear me okay? It's okay, the
yeah.
phone?
Yeah.
Oh, because it's been a little low all day, but I raised the thing on the side, so.
Oh,
well,
okay, good.
I'm mad as usual.
Uh-oh.
Saturday, I call my mom.
And
I'm sorry, Susan?
You're going to be a woman after them soon.
Well, I call Saturday morning, you know, like I've been doing to see how my mom is now that she has the phone. I can talk to her directly. And we could barely hear each other with the machine that was going. It seems there's an air filter in her room now because the person in the bed next to her had COVID. So they removed her, and now this has to go for 14 days while they, you know, watch my mom, too.
Oh, gosh.
Now...
They moved
I'm
the
so
person
sick.
Next to her, right?
I'm sorry, Frank, say again?
They moved the person next to her.
Yes. Yes, my
yeah.
mom's still
Make
in the room.
Clear.
They moved the one who had the COVID out. Now,
right.
thing is, Wednesday this week will be a whole year ago since I left my mom.
Right.
Except for, like I say, 9 little tiny visits, 5 in August, 4 in October. That's the last I've seen my mom. Now, these new stupid rules mandate that stupid has put in, you know who I mean. Five people, I believe, in my mom's nursing home have the virus. Now, My mom, thank God, so far is negative, and she has been since she got over the COVID last June. She's been COVID-free, so I hope she remains that
way.
Thank God. I have been COVID-free forever because I haven't had it at all. Every time I go, I'm negative. Now, why can't we be together, two negative people? In the past 3 months now, two people who have had the COVID have been in my mom's room. This is ridiculous. This is crazy. This is insane. This is just utterly criminal. And it's just, there's no words to describe it. They could take those five people, put them in the isolation like they're supposed to, and put aside somewhere that my mom and I could be together for a visit.
That's right.
I mean, the workers have brought it in. It's not like there's nobody in the building with it. I don't have it. So going in, I wouldn't be exposing them. I would be the one taking the chance of being exposed to the virus.
That's
so this is just, they got to do something. We have to be with our loved ones.
I feel, Frank, in honor of my mom, and I know, I just have this gut feeling, they exposed my mom, her mom, everybody's mom or dad in these nursing homes, and any relative that are in these nursing homes to COVID, and it wasn't, and even the people who, you know, are working there, who actually, you know, really cared unnecessarily to COVID.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah. But I mean, this is just, oh, sorry, Susan.
No, and I think it really, I don't know how we'll do it, but we should try at least. We should protest and get a permit.
Well, if we get that article, in Newsday,
we'll
have a chance to do something. You got to get that in there.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
Mm-hmm.
But with that article in tandem, I would love to work on a protest because I just I can't live with myself that way, knowing that my mother died, and she never wanted to even be in there. She never wanted to be in a nursing home to begin with.
Right.
And it breaks my heart that I had to bury her. You know?
It's just ridiculous. I mean, like I say, it's not like by not letting the visitors in, they're not being exposed to it. Two times in 3 months, my mom has had the person next to her with the virus. And I can't go in and see her? This is nonsensical. There's no rhyme or reason. Now they're saying the mask is only effective in the last 3 months. 1% the mask has been effective, wearing the mask. You know, people are beginning to see the light. They're beginning to see through all this nonsense of what the past year has been about. People, states are opening up. They're doing away with the mask thing because even a doctor said today if it goes to 22, nobody's going to pay any attention anymore anyway. And it's the truth.
Right.
People are tired. We haven't been told the truth from the get-go, and people are just getting sick of it. And to think they could let people get sick, they could let people die, they could have families grieve for an agenda. Is that what this is about, an agenda?
Yes, it is.
And I didn't know. Did you all know that George Floyd had COVID? I didn't know that.
Yeah, he did. He did.
No, I didn't know that. I never heard that.
Yeah,
I never. I guess
COVID.
At that time I was listening to the mainstream media, so I never heard that part.
Yeah,
I mean,
COVID.
So didn't he expose people to it? Did he have a mask on the day he was murdered?
No, I don't think so.
No, of course he didn't. Of course not. No, of course not. So something has to be done. Even there was a man on a couple weeks ago from a new Jewish nursing home up in Manhattan somewhere, and he said these people are in the later years of their lives. They cannot afford to go another year or so without being with their loved ones. And it's the truth. Something has to be done. If all this nonsense can open now, it wasn't spread at the Super Bowl, obviously, and it's not spread at other things. Why can't, like I say, I don't have it. I would go in. I would be exposing myself possibly to it. I wouldn't be giving it to any of the residents. But
my
if there are patients, you know, it's just asinine.
You know what my suggestion is? Get your mom out. That's what I'm saying.
Well, that's what That's another med.
Yes.
A week ago Friday, I got a call from my mom's social worker. She said, you know, the lady wanted some documents and all. Well, they have to do that. I don't have my mom's documents. So I told her she has to get in touch with the lady. Okay. All right. So that was a week ago Friday. So I called today because, as usual, nothing has happened. And I said to my mom's social worker, did they ever call and ask, you know, for the documents? And did my mom sign the release that she would? She said, I never heard from her. So I called her again. Oh, I had called her earlier, the one from the agency. She was busy at that time. So I called back after I talked to my mom's social worker. Oh, I didn't receive anything back. Did she fax it? Did she email? I said, I don't know which she did. Well, let me take a look. Oh, yes, it's sitting here. Well, why didn't she check in that whole week's time her faxes or her emails? So here's another agency dropping the ball as usual. Now, 10 days have passed, and unless I called to find out, that would still be sitting there with nothing being done.
That's true. It's up to you. They leave it up to you to do the follow-up. Mm-hmm. And if you have a limitation, oh, freak you. It's only, you know, that you have to still do it. You have to find a way to do it. And that's the – it really
Maureen, excuse me. We have a volunteer who's a very good friend to Inner Sight. She drives me around sometimes, and she believes in what we're doing. Mm-hmm. She's a real estate broker. And I contacted her the other day, and tomorrow I'm hoping to hear from her. She's going to find out if she has anything. I explained everything to her about you and your mom, that you're both disabled, wheelchair accessibility, the whole thing. So I'm hoping that we're going to get something out of it, you know. And
well,
if you guys come out to Suffolk County, I have a good chance that I'm going to push for getting you financial support for the move and everything, since we have a good friend who's deputy commissioner, you know. I'm going to try to pull it off.
Thanks very much. Appreciate it. Thanks
bear
very
with
much.
Me. I wish I could tell you we have a place, but I'm gonna talk to Phyllis tomorrow.
Yeah.
Thank you, Phyllis.
Phyllis. Thank you. Yeah, appreciate
and
because
you know.
I mean, this is just his and this place. You know, I mean, it was accessible and but it might be gone by the time anything ever moves as usual. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, I have to do the calling all the time and see when it's not my job. It's the agency as usual screwing up.
You'd be better
you know?
Off out here in Suffolk County. We could help you more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got disconnected. All right. Who was the person? I'm sorry, Frank.
A lot more.
Frank, Suzanne's
you
asking
you
a question.
Frank, I'm sorry. I got disconnected. Who were you saying assists that in here?
Our friend Phyllis, who's a volunteer, and she's a really good
agent.
Oh, yes.
Well, thanks again, and thank Phyllis, too, for us, because, you know, that would be great.
Yeah, I'm
going
to talk to her tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, thanks again, Frank. I mean, it's just, here my mom has been exposed to this virus now 2 times in 3 months. And out of a facility of 250 people, there's 5, and 1 had to be in her room, of course.
Yeah,
that's
cool.
Our luck, you know?
Yeah.
But
great.
My poor mom, she's going to be 86 in 2 months. I have to be with her. We missed Mother's Day and birthday last year. It can't be this year. Even people are calling the radio. One lady said she's negative, and her brother, they both had the vaccine, and they can't be with their mother. I mean, it's nuts. Nuts.
It is not.
You know? I'm sure touchy-feely's been touching people the past.
The
pandemic, I think you all know who I mean.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Our governor.
Exactly. I mean, would he like to have been away from his dearest Sorry, Susan.
I'm sure he'll be next to be able to see his mother no matter what, even if he's, you know, Yeah.
Oh, cool. Even if he's in jail, you mean?
That's what I'm saying. I didn't say it, but
and,
Frank read my mind.
Right. Well, you know, with all the sexual things, but leave us not forget all the people he murdered in the nursing homes. We can't forget those poor people.
Well, somebody told me today that one of the ingredients of the vaccine comes from a green liver monkey extract, you know.
I think that
Andy Cuomo might look like a green monkey behind bars.
Well, it would be an improvement.
It might
be an improvement. I totally can't stand that man for everything, and he's so smug and condescending to people.
He's
and he's
smug,
still,
that's for sure.
You know,
I can despise
I mean, it
him
is
smug.
So disgusting. Yeah. All he has done, and
he
doesn't
thinks he's
apologize
right all the time too. He does.
He writes, isn't it?
He thinks he's right all the time. That I don't like.
Oh,
about.
He'll never admit.
You
he'll never resign because he'll never.
Yeah.
Take blame for what he did. So he'll never resign. They'll have to, you know,
they'll
spin
him
out.
Him. Yeah. They'll have to re-impeach him. That's all.
Mm. Well, they've picked the lawyers who are going to investigate because, you know, he was setting up who the lawyers were going to be, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
He
so
knows
now,
it's going to go down.
Letitia James has taken care of that. So,
yeah.
I mean, this is ridiculous, you know. And in the midst of all this, that book, how despicable. And an Emmy. How despicable. Well, the fools that gave him the Emmy, but how dare he write a book in the midst of it? It wasn't even over
yet.
He's
cocky. He's very cocky. He's very into himself. He's a narcissist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what narcissists do.
Right. That. Oh, yeah, definitely. And then you had all those fool liberal people, all those stupid actresses and comedians and talk show hosts and people. Oh, he's the love gov and sexual or whatever
please.
The hell. He's just a slime ball is what he is.
Do you know, I have no, I can't say to you what party I like this year. I can't.
Mm.
All of them sicken me. Sicken me big time. I have no, I wish there was something called the America Party, the whole of America.
Mm.
We all stick
right.
together. We all fight this stupid virus together. We all
the inner
deal
right.
with each other together. There you go.
Right, right. Well,
well
we you
are,
know, the governor
my favorite.
Of Florida.
Yeah.
The governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, he did excellent because he wouldn't let people go back to the nursing homes who had the virus in the hospital.
That's right.
He wouldn't let them go to nursing homes. So he did a great
that's
job
right.
in Florida, Ron DeSantis.
That's
so.
Great. I wish.
Yeah, so
you
that's
know,
where did he put them, though?
I guess they just stayed in the hospital or they
until
went home.
They,
but he didn't put
yes,
them in nursing
home.
Homes.
They went home.
Hmm?
Went to a home, a new home, but he didn't let them go back. That's awesome.
May. You're right, Frank. The Inner Sight Party.
Yeah,
yeah,
it should be.
Inner Sight Party.
Even Maureen and I will be the head. We'll be prez and vice prez.
Right.
You could be prez. I'm not in the mood to be. I'm a little. I don't know who's old. This is the blind
oh,
leading
God.
The blind.
You're right.
Oh,
well, at least we can see the way anyway. At least our eyes are closed to the hypocrisy
everything.
And the nonsense that's going on, you know?
That's it. We're blind but
mm-hmm.
not blind. There you go.
Right. We have inner sight and outer
there
sight.
There you go.
Right.
I wonder how
all
many
right. inner sight
to make
and,
a party.
I want to thank my very good friend, Ira Tucker, who is exploring for us a major radio show.
Yes.
Oh,
so
awesome.
we're hoping to hook on to that. It would
mm-hmm.
be fantastic because
mm-hmm.
if we get some major sponsors, we could get
mm-hmm.
money to help a lot of people.
Yes, we can.
So you never know. I mean, the inner sight is moving forward. We're growing, and we're trying to make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
I encourage all the other agencies to do the same thing.
Yes.
Right. Thanks again,
take
Frank.
Take the money and do good with it, like Frank, intends to.
Wait a minute.
Sorry.
Maureen, I don't know who interrupted
you.
What did you say, Maureen?
Oh, I was just saying thanks again for going to, with your friend. Thanks for, if there's any help, and thanks for your help, too, is going to help, if we get out there. Thank you very much, and thank your friend Phyllis, too, again. Okay?
Oh, yeah, we're trying our best,
Yeah, thank you.
We'll get yourself.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry.
We're going to get Mary out of there. You wait and see.
Yeah,
thank
you.
She's not going to be a rose. Don't worry. That's if I have to, carry her on the back of my wheelchair, I will.
Okay. That sounds good. That sounds like a plan. Very good.
Okay.
Thanks.
Where are they
going to
put
a
disabled woman who hijacks another disabled woman? Where are they going to put the two of them? In a nursing home. we'll be jailed, all of us together, in a nursing home.
Yeah.
All right, in a sight. We're gonna move on, Maureen.
No,
all right.
Take care.
Take care, guys. Have
thank you.
Take care.
Calling
yeah,
in.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
Matt of Glad Monday.
Take care, Maureen.
Live on In a Sight, and don't forget we're on television Wednesday night, 11 o'clock, channel 1997, Manhattan Neighborhood Network. Goes on to the Spirit Channel on the Internet, Channel 3. That's Wednesdays at 11 p.m., 1997. And Thursday, 7:30, Altice. That's the cable people out here, Long Island. Altice, 7:30. And we're still on reruns, but, hey, we're still on the air.
Yeah, right.
So there you go. All right, Inner Sight means Freedom Advocates for the Disabled. And let's see, if you want to call in, 213-816-1650. Anything you're mad about or glad about. And, just let us hear about it. Anyone out there who has a loved one in a nursing home and who's been prevented from visiting them, we'd like to hear from you. Tell us what's going on. Anything we can do to help. Right now, the best help that we can give is letting people know what's going on. Because we don't have the funds to really step in and change it. I wish we did. But the only thing we can do is to keep informing people.
Yeah.
And I wish some of the other agencies would get on board and do a fundraiser and let's help a few people to get out of the nursing home. All right. So we'll keep on letting people know.
I haven't met a bed.
Go ahead.
Well, I got on the phone with Social Security, and I got on the phone with my bank, and I said, you guys have to sit here and figure out what's going on with my disability money, because I didn't get it this month. And they said, one of them said, what's there to figure out? Oh, there's a lot to figure out. I changed it mid-month. You should have it already, I should have my money. One of them looked at it, actually the person at the bank said to me, oh, I see that it was closed the same day as, you changed the account. So most likely, we've got to check with Social Security, but let's ask them when you switched over the account a couple of days later. So I said, no, I switched it the very same day because you told me to over at. So somebody dropped the eight ball and didn't switch the account over. So I'm really pissed. I have to wait another 5 days before they could get that money to go from one account to the other, because they had to wait for them to get like a denial. So they got the denial today, and then they're waiting 5 days, more than 5 days, for me to get it. So
do they know where
now,
the money went?
Yeah, it went to my old account that was closed. How could I get it? And it went back to the and basically that the bank sent it back to Social Security already. I'm sorry?
That's what I thought happened. If the account is closed, they're going to send it
back. Yeah. So then Social Security said, but we sent it. Of course you sent it to the wrong account that I had told you in the middle of the month that I didn't want it to be sent to.
Well, they don't listen to people. They're horrible.
No. They don't.
They don't listen.
They don't.
Jackasses.
Yep.
They do it all the time. So now the money has to be sent back to the new account.
Yeah.
Right?
And I have to wait 5 days.
Is that in your name?
Thank heaven it is. Thank heaven it is.
All right. So they did send it, but they sent it to the wrong place.
Right.
So hopefully they'll straighten it out.
Right.
You know?
So I'm waiting.
did they say when you should get it?
They said from count 5 business days from today, and that's when I'll get it.
Now, the stimulus will go there too, right?
I'm sorry?
The stimulus, will that go to your account too?
No. That I share with
no?
my husband. No, that I share with my husband. That goes, we are joint on our
taxes. Yeah, but you get two.
Yes, but
they
we
both go to,
he'll know
one
when
should go
we
to
get
your
it.
Account, no?
No, it doesn't go to my account. It goes to my husband's account because we're joint on our taxes. So we file as a...
I don't know. That's between you and him, but I wouldn't like that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I know. I know. I don't particularly like it, but...
At least
but
you know
a
what...
There's a reason why. It's a benefit for us to... I don't know. The tax person said it. There was a benefit to it. I don't remember what it was, but there was a benefit to it that we filed jointly.
I don't know.
Oh, because we don't
at
have
least
any,
you
any
know
real
that
estate.
That the Social Security was sent,
yeah.
And it was a big mix-up, and they're gonna send it to
yeah.
your account.
Yeah. Definitely.
So what would they say? 5 days from today?
Yeah.
Business days.
5 business days. You know that word, business
Tuesday,
days.
Tuesday, Wednesday,
so any
Thursday,
holidays
Friday.
Or any weekend days, forget about them.
You should get it by next
business
Monday.
Days. If you count, yeah, exactly.
Next
you
Monday
count
or Tuesday.
Days,
next, I would say next Monday.
Yeah, exactly, Monday or
if
Tuesday.
If they're right.
If they're right. I'll be happy if they send it sooner. I'll be doing my happy dance because right now I have zero in my account.
Well, yeah, because of what they did.
Yeah, I know.
They don't pay attention to people.
No, they don't.
All right, in a side, let's see. Tomorrow night's open mic. Wednesday's show. Let's see. We had a couple of titles. One title is Why the Governor Should Resign. That's
he
Thursday.
Might be resigning before we have a chance
well,
we to
hope
the
so.
Show. We hope
we
so.
We hope so. Maybe the title
Here's
of
the
show will
why we
encourage him.
The governor should resign. We might have to do it that way.
Maybe
you know?
The title of the show will encourage him to resign.
Well, maybe.
Because we have a lot of reasons why you should resign.
Yeah. Yeah. It's true.
All right. And by the way, this is not. We're not malicious. We're advocates
no, we're
for the disabled.
That's correct.
There's a big difference. I don't wish Andy Cuomo any harm.
We don't wish anybody any harm, really.
I wouldn't harm him. In fact, if the circumstances ever arose, you know, I would protect him. I would help him.
Yeah, I know. If he were disabled,
just so the world
or,
knows.
You know, something happened to him that he needed help, like with a sickness, God forbid, Frank would be there in a heartbeat if he asked for
help. Not that he would need me, but I just want the world to know.
Just saying, yeah.
That this is not a personal vendetta against the governor.
No, it isn't. No, it isn't. And, you know, it has come to pass where some people called on Frank, and I'll give him an example. Somebody at our independent living center at the time who used to work there, you know who I'm talking about, actually sort of, you know, she, I'm going to just say it that way, she, you know, told you that you were right at that time and then asked your advice about something, remember?
I don't know what you're referring to. You lost me.
There's a woman there about her dog at the time.
A woman who worked in
she,
the governor's office?
No. At the independent living.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
You don't remember? I got to fill you in. All right.
Anyway,
okay.
Wednesday's show is We Are the Forgotten People.
Yeah, we certainly are.
And then Thursday, the why the governor should resign. All right. Friday is the funnies. We got the funnies coming up on Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we'll have some fun with that. And probably tomorrow night, we'll get Louie on, and he does his promotion.
That's
cool.
On
Friday.
Yeah.
All right. Inner Sight Around the World, Matt or Glad, Monday, 213-816-1650. You want to call in, tell us what you're glad about, mad about, and, you know, you don't have to identify yourself. You can remain anonymous.
Yeah.
You don't have to say where you're calling from or whatever you're comfortable with. Just keep it clean. That's all we ask. All right. Inner Sight around the world. And let's see. What else was there? Oh, the stock market went booming. Mr. Biden is supposed to sign
know.
The stimulus package.
Oh, that's why.
I hope tomorrow.
I hope so, too.
You should have signed it tonight.
That would have been nice.
You know, supposed to sign it. They passed it. All the politicians obviously agreed on it for the most part. So hopefully, if he signs it tomorrow, checks can start going out on Wednesday.
That'd be nice.
See what happens with that.
Yeah.
All right. And let's see. What a lot of the investors on the CNBC, a lot of the investors talking about what's good to invest in. You know, I got this one guy on there that annoys me. This guy Kramer, you know? I mean,
he
I've
is,
never heard him talk, but I hear the promos and the headlines. But I venture to say that has he ever talked about the disabled and how the money that's supposed to be there to help us is being misused? He never talks about that.
No, but he's an excellent investor. However, we should definitely contact him about that. Really.
Yeah, if he'll talk about it. I mean, we have examples.
Yeah, I think he will. He was a down-to-earth person until he struck it rich.
I don't know. How can the people in nursing homes invest in anything when the government takes all their money?
Yeah.
See?
And why is it
Don't people deserve to have a life?
Yeah. Why is it so okay to take absolutely everything from the disabled and the elderly And they think that paying them is paying for the nursing home. That should be covered. That's a covered
damn
expense.
Right. Well, you know,
that should
the
be
solution.
Covered.
Why
and
don't
give
the
them
agency
a little bit
help?
Of, give them money to just deal with their lives. I mean, I'm not talking highfalutin money, but I'm talking about some money. You know.
I'd like to hear Kramer talk about that.
$5 is horrible.
He talks about money. It's supposed to be the, what's the show, Mad Money?
Yeah.
Yeah. No one has ever addressed that.
I've seen his show.
You know?
I used to do good investments with this show. Really good investments. And then I sort of had to, I moved into this apartment and had to paint all the walls, and I withdrew my 401k. Ooh, stupid mistake. It got me on taxes.
Can we get an email for Mr. Kramer?
I could try.
CNBC.
Yeah, I know.
Mad Money. You put in Mad Money, you might get some.
Probably, I can.
I don't know.
I'll look for
it. Send them an email.
Yeah.
Millions of people.
A lot of watchers. A lot of people who watch him.
Millions of people. Hold it. Millions of people who are disabled are being prevented from investing.
That's true. Because they cannot keep more than $2,000 in any source. How can we, the disabled,
not only that, because the money's not being used right.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
If the money were used right, people would have a little more money to maybe invest.
There's only one way to do it, and you have to have what's called an Able Now account, and I happen to have one. But there's criteria for that Able Now account. Don't think there isn't. You have to be disabled before the age of 22. You have to only invest $12,000 per year, and it could have a total maximum amount of investing of $100,000. And then once you get up to that $100,000, you have to start spending it. Yeah, you have criteria.
Oh, you can't take it and invest it in oil.
Nope.
What good is that?
You don't have rights.
What disabled person can invest $12,000? You may have break. That's all you get. A lot of people get.
On this account, it's a little different than the regular account. People can actually leave and put something in your account for you. So if you get a gift, you could put it in this account to make money. So I didn't know that.
Yeah,
this
right.
thing
try
is
and,
quite interesting.
Try
so you
can and
get
do
gifts.
That.
No, you can get gifts in this account. I read it. So you could get gifts as long as it does not equal more than $12,000 in a year. That's how it works.
I don't know who's going to give
and
you money.
And you could spend it. I don't know exactly, like, what you could spend it on. I have to find out more information about it. But I'm spending it on little things. And when it hits $2,000, a lump sum of it of mine, I put it to go into the stock market, into some steady investment.
All right, we got to get out of here. Inner Sight means freedom.
Yeah.
Advocates for the Disabled. Be with you tomorrow night on the open mic. Our phone number is 631-224-3090.
I didn't hear the props.
Want to thank everybody and thank Suzanne, co-host, engineer.
You're welcome.
Of our listeners. All right. See you tomorrow night. Open mic, and thank you so much. Don't forget your oil of oregano, apple cider vinegar.
Yes.
Keep that immune system going. Keep
yes.
it up high. All right.
Yes, sir.
And you kick the butt of the virus.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much. Inner Sight around the world.
Good night,
goodbye,
everyone.
World. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner
Good night,
Sight.
Good night, everyone.